Nolte, 9 Most Terrifying Moments from the Democrat Debate. By John Nolte on December 20, 2019. Here are the 9 most terrifying moments from Thursday night's Democrat debate. You can basically sum things up this way: if the Democrats ever recapture power, illegal aliens will have more rights than American citizens. Joe Brisma Biden. Joe Biden promises to kill hundreds of thousands of blue-collar jobs as a sacrifice to the gods of the climate change hoax. Moderator, as president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy? Biden, the answer is yes. The answer is yes because the opportunity for those workers to transition to high-paying jobs, as Tom said, is real. This is fantasy. It's unicorn stuff. Biden and Obama already tried this. Remember Solyndra, that $500 gajillion debacle? Trump is finally getting these guys back to work. Finally turning this country and all its natural resources into an energy exporter. And this aging lunatic wants to take us back into the dark ages of sun and wind power. And then turn blue-collar guys into computer coders. And let's not forget Biden is an idiot. With that answer, he just wrote Trump's Rust Belt ads. Andrew, I'm over here Ying. What craziness is this? Well, first, we should obviously be paying to relocate Americans away from places that are hit by climate change. Part of my plan is literally called move people to higher ground because that's what we need to do. And that's literal and figurative. Oh, joy, the government's going to relocate us for our own good. And I'm sure it won't all start with a trail of tears to remove Republican voters from swing states. Demographics is destiny. Bernie, pull my finger, Sanders. The Jew hater strikes again. We must understand that right now in Israel we have leadership under Netanyahu, who has recently, as you know, been indicted for bribery. Who, in my view, is a racist. What we need is a level playing field in terms of the Middle East, which addresses the terrible crisis in Gaza, where 60% or 70% of the young people are unemployed. So we're going to relocate Americans for their own good and destroy blue-collar jobs. But the Jew haters in Gaza are going to stay put and President Get Off My Lawn's going to create jobs for them. Joe Brisma Biden. Stop when any of this sounds familiar. Here you have 160 million people who negotiated their health care plans with their employer, like many of you have. You may or may not like it. If you don't like it, you can move into the public option that I propose in my plan. But if you like it, you shouldn't have Washington dictating to you that you cannot keep the plan you have. The same Obama-Biden administration that has already serially lied to us about being able to keep our insurance is shamelessly getting the if you like it, you can keep it band back together again. Fool me once, pal. Mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Reparations for illegal immigrants, y'all. Moderator, Mr. Mayor, you said last month that the U.S. owes compensation to children separated from their families at the southern border. The consensus among child welfare experts is that those thousands of children will likely suffer lifelong trauma as a result of that separation. Are you committing as president to financial compensation for those thousands of children? Buttigieg, yes, and they should have a fast track to citizenship. We're $23 trillion, with a T, in debt. And this guy's going to pay off the illegals. Mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Time to stack the Supreme Court until the loony left gets the outcome it wants. It is critical that we have justices who understand that American freedom includes reproductive rights and reproductive freedom. W. Hitch is why I will not only appoint judges and justices who reflect this worldview, but also begin moving to reform the body itself. As our country has done at least half a dozen times in its history, so that it is not one more political battlefield every single time a vacancy comes up. This is straight up tyranny, a total subversion of the democratic process, a jackboot stomping on the rights of the political minority. Elizabeth Cherokee Nation Warren. Release all the terrorists. Moderator, would you pledge to finally close the detention facility, Gitmo, and if elected, how will you do it? Warren, yes. It's time to close this detention facility. It not only costs us money, it is an international embarrassment. We have to be an America that lives our values every single day. It's bad enough the Democrat Party can't tell the difference between a man and a woman. But now it's a party that wants to put President Trump in prison and let Al-Qaeda loose. Amy too bland for a nickname, Klobuchar. Free speech, whatever. So what is making a case for progress about? That is what unites us up here instead of what divides us, which is campaign finance reform. That means passing a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. By all means, let's overturn Citizens United so we can return to the good old days when only the corporate media and public unions will be allowed to spend all the money they want to rig our elections. Andrew Free Money Yang. America's sexism can only be atoned for with open borders. Moderator, if you win and you reinstate DACA, another president could just overturn it again. So will you move on a permanent legislative fix for Dreamers in your first 100 days, if elected? Yang, of course I would. I'm the son of immigrants myself, and I know that Dreamers are essentially Americans in everything but this legal classification. I just want to return to this conversation because I think it's core. Our country is deeply misogynist, and most all of us know that. Money and men are tied together. So if I got this correct, the Democrats want to relocate Americans, kill American jobs, kill Americans' free speech, release all the terrorists, take away Americans' health insurance, give that health insurance to illegal aliens, along with our money, and find jobs for people in the Middle East, which will probably include all those liberated terrorists. It's now official, Trump could indeed shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose my support. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.